一战，那前些日子那个萨杜呢，他在他信息里面呢，他说2020年是最后一个 blessing 的 year。过了2020年以后，他说的啊，这个不好的事情就会发生了，所以他说希望在2020年的时候啊，我们要好好的把握住，改变我们的生命，改变我们的侍奉，改变我们属灵的生活。那不光是一个撒杜牧师这样子讲，很多牧师都是有同样的看见，是过了那个2020年啊，是给我们那个预备，是给我们的祝福。当我们跨到2021年的时候啊，不好的事情会接踵而来。他说，所以我们要就是说，要给家里啊，就是说，能够就是说同心合一的啊，教会也同心合一的啊。那个2020年，我个人的这个想法、这个思想、这个年呢，是一个什么？是一个第一个20是家里面都要同心，夫妻要同心，所以这个两个人呢都要像倒空自己，在倒空自己，能够完全的夫妻两个人、父母两个人能够相合。当这样子的时候呢，第二个20呢，就是同行了。当我们倒空自己的时候，我们不光是个倒空，从零点开始走这个今年里面啊，走这个一年，我们可以跟我们的家人计划，我要跟我的妻子也是一样计划，我们要成就些什么啊？要成就些什么啊？第一个20年就是说夫妻两个人可以好，没有问题。
OK 哦，没有，我不是那样子的。
那个，所以那个，我们那个过了那个萨杜牧师是一个很好的牧师，他跟神很亲近，他曾经到天上去过，就是常常被提到天上，所以他的话语领受啊，都是从神那里来的。
So there's a prophet, Sadhu, and he has been to heaven before, and a lot of his revelations come from God.
So 2020年是我们最后的一个好年年，我们可以计划改变我们自己。
And so Prophet Sadhu was saying that after the year 2020, a lot of sufferings and tribulations will come, and this coming year is going to be a good time for us to have plans to be connected with, you know, our loved ones in Christ.
所以我们在2020年的时候啊，我们一定要就是家里面夫妻两个人一定要同心同行，带领这个家，就是说来走属灵的道路。
The husbands and wives should have the same heart and should walk on the same path, on the same spiritual path, in God's way.
那个啊啊 你们假如有那个见证的话啊，就是啊，我想我 anytime 我可以把这个时间交给大家，可能还有弟兄姐妹还没有心里有要有分享的都没有问题，好不好？这样。那我今天要讲的呢，就是说要讲的呢，就是要我们步入新的一年呢，我们有什么准备啊？
So what I want to talk about today is coming into a new year. What kind of preparations do we have?
Yeah. 有没有想过？
Have you thought about it?
那个今天就是这个就是我讲的题目，就是给大家分享的，就是说要心里火热。
So today I want to share with everyone to have the spiritual fervor for God.
弟兄姐妹，我们都是得救的基督徒。
So brothers and sisters, all of us here, we are reborn Christians, born again Christians.
当我们爱主的时候，我们就有一个火热的心在里面。
When we love the Lord, we have a heart passionate for God.
怎么样子才有一个火热的心呢？我现在就问大家。
And how can we have a passionate heart for God?
你们有没有想过这个问题啊？
Have you ever thought about that?
啊。我跟你讲啊，真正的就是说，这个传道人跟那个教会每一个人都有一个合一的整体。
And I think that it's to for the pastor and the congregation to have unity.
那个不光是在他们的心思意念上，更在他们的事工上。
Not just in their thoughts, in their mindset, but also in their ministry.
弟兄姐妹们，一个传道人，一个很好的工人，他一定会要思想怎么样子带领这个教会。这个包括我自己在内，我觉得我没有尽到我完全的责任。
So a good pastor would think about how to lead the church and the congregation.
当我想这个件事情的时候，我就想教会的复兴从哪里来的。
And so when I think about this, I think about how does revival of a church, where does a revival of a church come from?
那个我在台湾看到，我在美国也看到，就是当一个教会，一个整体的教会，它不光是一个传道人在传道啊，这整个教会都是在传道。
And so from what I saw in Taiwan and what I've seen in the United States, is that it's not just the pastor who is preaching, but the whole congregation is preaching.
我在台湾的时候，那个教会里面的那个，这是在那个刚刚到台湾去的时候，在1949年的时候，那个台湾的教会有一个复兴。
So when I was in Taiwan and in the 1949, there was a revival in Taiwan.
这个复兴怎么会发生呢？因为国家遭遇到最大的困难，中华民国有一批人，有一批的教会，那个林良堂聚会所，还有其他的教会都搬到台湾去了。
And where did the revival come from? Why did it start? And it was because Taiwan was going through a lot of tribulations, a lot of trouble, and a lot of churches actually moved to Taiwan because of it.
所以那个教会啊，日夜 通通都在祷告。
And so the churches, the people at the churches, they pray day and night.
我们那个时候在一个那个高雄的一个教会里面。
And so we were in the church in the city of Kaohsiung.
礼拜天聚会的时候啊，本来是一个家庭里面的，这个客厅里面啊聚会的。
So on the Sunday, we were having a meeting in the living room of a house.
但是到了礼拜天啊，哎呀，不得了啊！里面的人蜂拥而来呀、啊，蜂拥而来，把那个客厅占满了。下面的人不是人了、啊，那个客厅下面就是有一个广场啊，都是坐满了人了、
啊。So on a Sunday, the whole house was packed. The living room was filled with people, and people were overflowing onto the place outside of the house.
我就是在那个时候被他们抓到教会里面去的。
And it was then that people let me back to church.
他们的教会里面就有一个红背心，我是个罪人，蒙主恩。
So the church had a, everybody had a vest, and it says, "I'm a sinner, blessed by God."
我跟一个同学约好的，那天我们要到教会里去。他才不晓得到哪个教会里，结果他没有来，他做黄牛了。结果呢，我还是很傻乎乎的还去了，结果我就被他们抓了教会里面去了。
So a classmate and I were going to go together, but he didn't show up, and so I ended up being led into the church.
当我第一天进这个教会的时候啊，我听到那个赞美。是啊，我觉得哎呀，这个赞美是我最好的音乐，最好的歌唱，我就心里很感动。
So when I first got there and I heard the worship and the hymns, and I thought to myself that it's the best hymns, and it really touched my heart.
那个时候啊，教会里面啊是一个整体的教会。无论你是平信徒，无论你是专职的侍奉的，其实他们里面没有专职的。每一个人啊，礼拜天啊，有大概有起码有十个人在外面抓人进到教会里面去了。
And so at the church, whether those were people in the congregation or those who were the clergymen, in fact.There were actually 10 people in the church who were standing outside of the church, inviting people and having people come into the church from outside on the streets.
那个时候，教会的台湾的教会呢，有一个大的复兴。
And at that time, the church in Taiwan had a big revival.
所以那个教会啊，是一个整体的，每一个人都去传福音了。对不对
That is why at a church, they have unity, and everyone went out and preached.
所以在那个时候呢，我们就看到急速的看到教会的成长。
And at that time, we saw that the number, the church grew rapidly.
那个我就看到当时的情形啊，就是包括。年轻的小孩子啊，那个都是蜂拥的到教会里面去。
And so at that time, even little children or young people, they crowd into the churches. They're passionate to go.
所以教会啊，要动起来是一个整体的。
So if a church wants to move, it should move entirely.
所以我劝弟兄姐妹啊。我们那个 GGC 的教会啊，也是一个整体的，也是要礼拜天带人来教会。
And so this church, it's also we also function as a unit, and on the Sunday we should also bring people to church.
所以那个 弟兄姐妹，一个火热的心是神所喜悦的。所以当我们去传福音的时候啊，这个魔鬼撒旦呢，我跟你讲啊，他没有办法来什么来扑灭我们，没有办法来阻止我们。所以一个火热的心啊，是一个神所喜悦的。我们看看好了，一个启示录第三章十五十六节。
So God delights in spiritual fervor, and that when we go out and preach the gospel, the devils, they're not happy, and they can't stop us. So let's go to Revelation chapter 3, verse 15.
三章十五十六节
verses 15 to 16，
我们来读一下好不好？哦，没有关系，嗯。十五十六节，十五十六，好，可以，我们一起来读来。我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热。你既如温水，也不冷不热，所以我必从我的口中把你吐出去。好，我们就读到这里。
So, verse 15, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So, because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth.
在这里为什么讲不冷？也不热呢，不冷也不热了。为什么冷比不热还不好？
Here it says, why is it
一样的？我说不冷也不热。
And why does it say neither cold nor hot? Why is cold better than lukewarm?
大家有没有想过这个问题？
Have you ever thought about that?
有没有那个不冷啊？不冷，假使我们真正的冷的话，会有一个什么情形发生呢？真正的一个人冷的，就不去教会了，不读经了，不祷告了。
If someone is really cold, then they're not going to go to church, they don't read the Bible, and they don't pray.
我可以告诉大家啊，你不冷不热的时候啊，神很难做工。有时候
if you are lukewarm, it's very difficult for God to do his work.
假设你真的是很冷，假设你真的是很冷啊，你不来教会了，也不读经祷告了啊，你知道会发生什么事情吗？啊，有一天我跟你讲，圣灵会告诉你，你要读经，你要祷告。
If you are really cold, you don't read the Bible, you don't come to church, and you don't pray to him, God's Spirit will one day come to you and tell you that you really have to turn around.
教会里面有很多时候啊，他们信是信了，信了耶稣了，但是都是不冷不热的。
And a lot of people in the church sometimes, yes, they do believe in Jesus, but they are lukewarm Christians.
为什么？他们认为我去了教会，我一个礼拜守一天很好，但是我的 责任就这样子了了。
And a lot of people who are lukewarm Christians think, oh, I go to church one day in a week, and I have fulfilled my obligation.
弟兄姐妹，当你不冷不热的时候，你很难能够，就是说有时候 ，not all the time， 你有时候，你就是不知不觉的这样子走下去。
And a lot of the times when we are lukewarm, sometimes we, not knowingly, we go astray.
举个例讲，教会里面有很多一个大教会里面，啊，不是每一个人都是在读经祷告的。
So for example, in a big church, not everyone reads the Bible and pray.
啊，很多的时候，他们是什么？他们去教会啊，很好，去看看弟兄姐妹啊，去，那这个都是很好的，但是他们没有读经祷告。
And a lot of people they go to churches, they want to meet up with other brothers and sisters in Christ. That's good, but without praying, reading the Bible daily.
那个为什么说那个我们再来看一节圣经好了，彼得前书第五章第八节。
So let's look at First Peter chapter 5，
我们来读一下好不好？彼得前书第五章第八节。
Verse 8。
啊，来，我们一起来读来。务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼，如同吼叫的狮子，夜夜有心，
找
可吞吃的人。好，这里就是说，我们要警醒啊，因为你们的仇敌如同吼叫的狮子，寻找口吞吃的人。什么样的人他可以吞吃啊？
So verse 8, be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. And so what kind of people can the lion devour?
什么样的人？什么样的基督徒啊？
What kind of Christians can the lion devour?
就是不冷不热的。
And what kind of Christians? Those are the lukewarm Christians.
但有时候，他心是信主了，的确是信主了，但是他没有那个，他的心，他这个心思意念上啊 ，mindset 里面啊，没有 focus， 没有在神面前呢、啊，就是。
The lukewarm Christians, their mindset are not focused on God. They're not aligned to God, and so they can be easily devoured.
那个老底家的教会是怎么样的教会啊？不冷不热的教会。
So the church in Laodicea, I think, is a church of who is lukewarm.
啊。当有一个不冷不热的那个教会的时候 ，eventually 神总是要把它挪去的。
So a lukewarm church, eventually God will remove the church.
那个，你们有没有看到这样的教会？啊
，Have you seen this such kind of church?
我看到过。
I have seen such church.
一个教会本来有一两百个人，到了后来越来越少，越来越少，越来越少。后来他整个的教会没有办法运作下去了。
A church, I've seen it. A church began with 100 or 200 people, and throughout time they just dwindle and dwindle until the church cannot operate anymore.
这个是我亲眼看到的。
That is something that I've seen myself.
呀，我们再来看一节圣经好不好？来，彼得前书5章8节，我们看过了啊，就是当我们不冷不热的时候啊，魔鬼撒旦就容易工作。
So when we are lukewarm, the enemy is able to do his work.
那个，所以弟兄姐妹啊，我们要做一个火热的基督徒，怎么样子可以做到一个火热的基督徒？里面一直有火。
Brothers and sisters, we want to have spiritual fervor for God, and how can we always make sure we have fire, our hearts are set on fire for God?
你们想想看是什么？啊，就是教会要传福音。
And I believe that it is that a church needs to spread the gospel.
当一个教会停止传福音的时候啊，
When a church stops preaching the gospel,
这个教会就是慢慢慢慢开始走下坡了。
And the church then begins to go astray.
那个，我们知道，我以前给大家讲过了，教会是一个什么？是一个传福音的教会。这个教会的 DNA 是什么？就是传福音给他 neighborhood 的人。然后呢，宣教，然后呢，给其他的教会合一，这是教会的 DNA。
So the DNA of a church is to preach the gospel to its neighbors, surrounding neighbors, and also to have unity with other churches.
这个难不难？
Is it difficult?
我跟大家讲啊，我看到教会每一次的复兴啊，每一次在美国每一次的复兴，就是教会与教会的连接。到教会与教会的连接那个时候啊，这个就是能够产生一个莫大的震动，神要祝福所有的教会。
So from what I've seen, when churches have real revivals, a lot of the times churches connect with each other and that bring down, that move, that creates a shaking and then that move the church.
那我记得以前我发了一个单张啊，就是那个 Kentucky Manchester 有个教会。这个教会里面呢，啊，不，那个里面呢，市政府里面呢有一个聚集，结果那个教徒、信徒都来了，信徒在一起聚集了以后啊，就从那天开始啊，这个参加的那个教会啊，聚集的，他人数不断的增加。
So I once handed out some tract about a church in Kentucky, Manchester, and a lot of people, the government council, I think they were meeting together, and then they brought people to churches, and later on the churches started to grow.
Yeah, so 我们需要就是说啊，不光是我们教会里面啊，内部要同心合一，我们要跟外面的教会啊也要合一。
So not only should we have unity within our church, among the church members, we should also have unity with other churches, around us.
所以当一个教会啊，每一个教会的信徒都火热起来的话啊，这魔鬼啊就离开了我们。
So when all the church members in the congregation are set on fire for God, the devil will leave us, will flee.
就是我刚才讲的，当我们有 有教会与教会的聚集在一起的时候啊，那个复兴就要发生。
So when churches come together, then revival will come.
假使你们这个愿意这样子做的话啊，祷告祷告看，可以往这个方向去祷告去。
So if you're willing, you can start praying about this and praying for this direction.
我自己看到很多美国的教会啊，他复兴就是在一个地区的复兴，都是他们在一起，都是在一起。
And so from what I've seen personally, that American churches, when they have revivals, they always, multiple churches always collaborate.
所以我们需要有一个火热的信心啊，就是这个火热的信心啊，从里面发出来的，教会一个整体的，不是说一个牧师去传福音，传道人去传福音，每一个人都去传福音去。
So we need to have spiritual fervor and spiritual faith for God. Everyone in the church, not just the pastor, should be sharing the gospel.
我现在我是在想，我也要鼓励我在那个波德摩教会，也要去礼拜天或者哪一天去发传单去。
And right now I'm thinking to encourage my church in Baltimore, encourage the church members to pass out tracts on Sundays.
就当一个信徒啊，开始冷淡的时候啊，这个慢慢慢慢的会与神疏远，这是一定的。
So when a Christian starts to grow cold, they will become distant from God, and that is something that will definitely happen eventually.
弟兄姐妹啊，我们需要有一个火热的心，我们需要一个火热的心。
So brothers and sisters, we need to have spiritual fervor for God. We need to be set on fire for God.
Oh, 那个呀，那个当我们有一个火热的心的时候啊，就是我刚才讲的，我们去传福音的时候啊，都需要一个火热的心。当我们这样子不停的传福音的时候，不停的带人进教会来的时候啊，我们就可以看到这个教会的复兴。
When we have spiritual fervor, we share the gospel to the people around us, and that itself will fuel us to continue to share the gospel, and eventually we will see a revival from in the churches.
当我们给神冷淡的时候啊，神没有办法。那个就是像彼得为什么会三次不认主啊？
So when we grow cold towards God, we cannot have revival. And just like Peter, why do you think Peter denied Jesus three times?
因为什么？因为他远远地跟了耶稣。
And because he was following Jesus at a distance.
Yeah, 虽然他软弱，但是他还是跟了，所以他才会有什么，有三次不认主。
And so even though he was weak, he still followed Jesus. But because he was following Jesus at a distance, he denied Jesus three times.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要心里火热，要心里火热。
So brothers and sisters, we need to have spiritual fervor for the Lord.
我们再来看一个啊，一节圣经好不好？那个创世纪 29章第20节。
So let's read Genesis chapter 29, verse 29.
我们一起来读一下好不好？创世纪29章20节。
Genesis chapter 29, verse 20.
来，就是29节，就在这里。二十节。对，然后我们一起来读。就拉结服侍了七年，因为深爱拉结，就看七年如同几天。好，就是雅各有一个火热的心，爱什么？爱拉结。所以，当我们爱神的时候，也是一样的。
So verse 20, so Jacob served 7 years to get Rachel, but they seemed like only a few days to him because of his love for her.
是那个因为当我们有一个火热的心啊，做工，当我们有一个火热的心爱我们弟兄姐妹，有一个火热的心爱神的时候啊，我们都能够克服困难。
And so when we have a spiritual fervor, so we are set on fire for God, we're set on fire to love one another, we can overcome any kind of difficulties, just like Jacob did. He overcame a lot of difficulties because he loved Rachel.
他爱 Rachel 是几年啊？
How long did he love her for?
He waited for at least 14 years.
He waited for her for at least 14 years.
40 years. 他看了几天。
And it says right here, they seem like several days.
我们能不能够做到这个样子啊？爱主，爱得很热切的，像那个热恋中一样的人。
Can we love God like Jacob, like that, you know, love God, like someone who is deeply in love.
弟兄姐妹啊，这个，当我们爱神的时候啊，我们等候神，天天在读经祷告的时候，我们可以这样子维持下去。
So when we study the Bible diligently and we pray, our love for God can be sustained.
所以那个弟兄姐妹，读经祷告啊，是我们与神维系亲密的关系。
So reading the Bible and praying in help us to maintain and build the relationship with God.
这个时间呢，就是说你爱神的时间呢，你也会，就是说很快的，好像一下子就过去了。
And the time that you spend with God, for falling in love with God, it will go quickly as well.
所以弟兄姐妹啊，在2020年的时候啊，要好好的爱神，打这个根基。然后才能过了2020年，你才能不离开神。
And so in 2020, we need to lay a strong foundation, so that next year after 2020, you won't leave God.
这个，我希望啊，我能够做得到。我希望弟兄姐妹。也能够好好的爱神、爱神的人不落空，你一定会得到他从属天的奖赏。
And I encourage you, I pray that I'm able to do this, and I also encourage you that to love the Lord, because no one loves the Lord in vain. God will reward you. From with his spiritual rewards.
弟兄姐妹啊，我们需要什么？需要爱主，不是神需要我们，神也是需要我们的，最主要的原因我们需要爱主。
And brothers and sisters, we need to love the Lord. And it's not that just that God need us. We really need Him. And God does need us, but to be His hands and feet. But that we really need Him.
弟兄姐妹，我今天的讲的题目是火热的心灵火热。我们做什么事情？做什么圣工，做什么事情，我们都要有一个火热的心去做神的工作。
And so the title of my sermon today is to have spiritual fervor for God in the heart. Our heart should be set on fire for God. No matter what we do, whether it's, you know, what, no matter what we do to serve the Lord, we need to be set on fire.
那么当我们有火热的心的时候呢，我们可以克服很多的困难。
When we have spiritual fervor for God, we can overcome a lot of problems.
因为你爱耶稣，你才能够有这个火热的心。
Because you love Jesus, that's why you can have such a heart that is set on fire for Him.
有那么样子的一个真实的故事啊。有一个基督徒写了那么一个文章，他说他每一次到周末的时候啊，都从九龙啊那个搭船到香港去见他的女朋友去，无论刮台风什么情形都是风雨无阻。
So there's a story that this guy, he would always, every weekend, he would ride the boat from the city of Geelong to Hong Kong to see his girlfriend. And it doesn't matter what the weather is, bad weather, good weather, he would visit her every single weekend.
这是他那个最亲爱的同工讲出来的，写了一篇文章在里面。
And this is actually written by one of the colleagues of the man.
Yeah, 所以我们假如真的爱耶稣的话，我们有一个火热的心爱耶稣的话，耶稣不会忘记我们。
So if you really, we really have a spiritual fervor for God,God will not forget us.
那个我们来看看啊，那个啊，林后九章第二节。
Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 2.
我们一起来读好不好？
And let us read it together.
好，一起来读。
我们知道你们乐意的心，常对马其顿人夸奖你们，说亚该亚人预备好了，已经有一年了，并且你们的热心激动了许多人。
好，那个这里呢，最重要的一句话就在最后，并且你们的热心激动了许多人。这个热心啊，是个见证。也可以感动人的，很多的时候感动人的啊，所以我们要有一个热切的心啊，去做每一件的事情，基督徒。
So verse 2, for I know your eagerness to help, and I have been boasting about it to the Macedonians, telling them that since last year you in Achaia were ready to give, and your enthusiasm has stirred most of them to action, and that.Enthusiasm is very important. Enthusiasm sometimes can touch other people, and can stir people into action.
Yeah, 所以那个火热啊，就是可以感动人的，可以这个英文上就是有一个字叫 contagious, 就是传染的。
So Enthusiasm is very important because enthusiasm, having enthusiasm, it can be contagious to other people.
Yeah, so we need to be able to do the 圣工的时候呢，有一个热心，热心的，很愿意去做啊。这个热心的会感动，感动人的。
And so for us, we need to have, when we do God's work, we should always have enthusiasm because a lot of the times that will touch other people.
中国在十九世纪啊，这些 missionary 来中国是些什么人呢、啊？是蛮有热心的人，
so,
在他们里面好像有火， mm-hmm. 从不熄灭的。
So in the 19th century, the missionaries who came to China, their hearts were set on fire for God.
这个话不是我讲的，那个胡适之，胡适之是不信耶稣的，他读圣经读了两遍，我希望他能够信主。他说现在的基督徒没有像以前的十几年以前的基督徒好。
And this is not said by me, it's said by a non-believer actually. He read this Mr. Hu.
胡斯 Dr. Hu.
Dr. Hu.
他是白话门的，五四运动白话门的主张的。
So he was in charge of the 50 movement, I guess. And so he said that Christians these days are not as good as the Christians back then. Even though he himself read the Bible twice, he is not a Christian yet, but he can see that Christians back then were more set on fire than the Christians today.
他说那个第一个就是近代来华的是哪一个人啊 ？Morrison 在广东还不准上岸，在船上面。
So one of the missionary was Morrison, and he couldn't even land ashore. He had to preach from on the boat.
还有一个。戴德森，啊，他说这些人呢、啊，他所说的，那莫里森，他是不准他靠岸的。
And I think Hudson Taylor is it 戴德森？
马里森。
Oh, Morrison.
Morrison.
Okay.
他不准上岸。
Oh, Morrison couldn't land.
他在水中活了几年，他一直给人家传福音。
So he was on a boat, going back and forth preaching.
他心里面是火热的，我跟你讲，看到中国人就传。
His heart was set on fire for God. Whenever he saw Chinese people, he would preach.
中国第一个牧师是谁啊？
And who was the first pastor in China?
梁法，听过这个名字没有？梁法是那个 Morrison 案例的第一个牧师 ，the first pastor in China.
So the first pastor in China was ordained by the missionary Morrison.
那个，所以这些人呢，胡适之说啊 ，Morrison 啊，戴德森啊，还有这些很多人呢、啊，他说的这些人啊，他说的都有一个火热的心，他说。他说：“我们需要火热的心，这个基督教里面，因为他们我们缺少这样的，有火热的心来中国。”
And Dr. Hu said that China needs more people like Morrison and Hudson Taylor.
Hudson Taylor,
yeah, to have spiritual fervor for the Lord.
弟兄姐妹啊。那个，假如我们心灵火热的话啊，不光是一个见证啊，也可以克服种种的困难。
If we have spiritual fervor for God, not only is that a testimony, a living testimony, but also that we can overcome any kind of difficulties.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要有活着的心。Yeah.
Brothers and sisters, we need to have spiritual fervor for the Lord.
那个弟兄姐妹啊，我们为什么需要活着的心啊？因为活着的心啊，能够感动人。
So brothers and sisters, why do we need spiritual fervor? And because spiritual fervor, we can really move other people.
那个做生意的人啊，他们没有，他们做生意啊，都什么？都是努力的，都是尽能力的。你看那个卖保险的人啊，他按家按户的打电话，对不对？但是我们信耶稣的人啊，要向他们看齐。
So those people who are in business or those people who sell insurance, you'll see that they call a lot of numbers to get people to do business with them. And we Christians need to do the same thing to reach out to other people to preach the gospel. And so they're good examples for us.
所以我现在就是讲到最后一点了。我们基督徒为什么没有热心？
And so I want to
为什么没有热心？
I want to ask us last question. Why do we not? Why don't we have spiritual fervor?
为什么？
And what is that?
这个需要就是什么？第一个，我们基督徒需要有这个 foundation。读经祷告，你缺了这个读经祷告，然后呢，你就没有办法做一个活着的基督徒。
So for Christians, if you don't read the Bible and pray, you cannot have spiritual fervor for the Lord.
我们那个什么，我们基督徒。不能够做一个挂名的基督徒。
So we Christians can't be Christians by name only.
我们必须要实事求是的来读经祷告。
And we need to read the Bible and pray, diligently.
那个弟兄姐妹啊，有时候我也会忘记读经。事情一忙，没有读经，人就跑出去了。很多的事情。
And sometimes I myself, I forget to read the Bible in the morning, and I just go out and go about my day.
所以在那个2020年的时候，这一年里面啊，那个正如撒都牧师讲的，我们要有一个改变我们的生命。
And so just like.The prophet Sadhu had mentioned that in the year 2020, we really need to transform our lives.
要把我们这个好的习惯呢、啊，读经祷告的习惯啊，每天付诸于实行。
And so we need to have this good habit of reading the Bible every day and praying every day, to make it into a good habit and to actually do it.
那个，我想我讲这个的时候呢，我就也接了一句最后一个呢，我们大家来想想看啊，那个我们为什么没有不热心？为什么？
And I want us to think about why sometimes we're not enthusiastic.
为什么？
Why is that?
刚才我讲了是，那个有很多的基督徒啊，是一个什么？是一个 是个基督徒，但是他没有养成读经祷告的习惯。
And just like I mentioned earlier, a lot of Christians are Christians, but they don't really have the habit of reading the Bible and praying.
我们可不可以从今天开始试试看呢？
Can we try this starting today?
好不好？
Can you say that?
Yeah, 我们 yeah, 我们需要这个，我们需要从上头来的帮助，圣灵帮助我们能够读经祷告。
We actually need help from God to help us to read His word and to help us to pray to Him.
不要做一个挂名的基督徒。
Don't just be a Christian by name.
在哥林多书信里面讲了，他说到了最后审判的时候，好像我们从火中经过一样的。
In the Corinthians, it says that at the end, at the day of judgment, it will be like that we were passed through fire and barely make it.
这个，这是我们要有一个心啊，要有一个心啊，就是决定啊，就是从今天开始，我们要好好的来跟随主，不忘记主。
And so, starting today, we're determined to follow God, and to not forget about the Lord.
我们。新来的张弟兄，那个我刚才提到的，就是说我们基督徒要读经要祷告，你离开了读经祷告啊，你这个基督徒啊会离开神。
And so if you walk away from reading the Bible and praying to God daily, eventually you will walk away from God.
那个好听的，我们现在就是啊，有一个啊，有没有一个回应的诗歌啊？有没有？啊。
心真的百草不谢，生命只留时刻保守季节，清净了自私与骄傲的罪，洗净尘埃尽在血泉之内。我要更新百草不谢，救主以外求于任何得意，为你代死爱我罪人，给我个心真的百草不谢。我要个心真的百草不谢，但有平安主
我们谢谢你，正如这首诗歌所说的，给我们有一个心，我们有一个心，百草复学。主耶稣，让你的爱来充满我们，让我们真知道你。主耶稣，你帮助我们，帮助我们。每天借着祷告读经来亲近你，你也来亲近我们。主耶稣，我们谢谢你，虽然我们有时候会远离你，但是你的爱一直来充满我们，帮助我们，让我们来到你施恩的宝座前，再一次的被你的爱所充满。主耶稣，我们谢谢你，我们赞美你，让我们常常的以一个读经的祷告的心来到你的面前，来读经，来祷告，来亲近你。主耶稣，你帮助我们这个每一位弟兄姐妹，当我祷告在这里的时候，弟兄姐妹们，我们愿不愿意常每天以读经祷告来亲近神？请你举一下手，好不好？主耶稣，我们谢谢你，你都知道，你都看见了。愿你的圣灵不断的提醒我们来亲近你，或许我们有时候会离开你，但是你的爱总不离开我们，与我们每一个人同在。圣灵在我们里面做改变的工作，做潜移默化的工作，来帮助我们每天来更多的认识你，更多的来爱你，让我们的生命生活都有见证。主耶稣，今年2020年，主耶稣是你祝福的一年。从今天开始，你在我们一年里面充满了你的爱，充满了你的怜悯，在我们家里做奇妙的工作，做改变的工作，改变我们，更多的来爱你，更多的来荣耀你的名字，把你的福音大使命传给我们的周遭亲朋好友。主耶稣，我们这个时候也为 GGC 来祷告，也为牧师师母来祷告，你的爱充满他们， 头版牧师诗语在台湾，主耶稣你的爱也充满在这里的每一位弟兄姐妹，都来爱你。主耶稣你在圣经上告诉我们，爱你的人不落空。主耶稣你不但给我们的永恒，你也来帮助我们在地上活出你的形象，活出你的见证。主耶稣你帮助我们这个每一位弟兄姐妹心存诚实的来到你面前，你绝不离开我。主耶稣你的祝福充充满满丰丰富富的要在我们弟兄姐妹的家里彰显出来，让我们亲朋好友都来相信你。主耶稣你祝福 GGC， 祝福荣耀教会每一个弟兄姐妹。主耶稣你也祝福牧师师母在台湾的日子，谢谢你。主耶稣你继续与我们同在，祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。
阿们。谢谢主，把喉咙的先加给我们。